The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is introducing legislation today that would reauthorize all the sections of the USA Patriot Act that are set to expire at the end of this year. Chairman James Sensenbrenner is proposing some changes that would improve judicial oversight in terror investigations, but civil liberties groups wanted much more extensive modifications, and they're disappointed. Joining us now to discuss the legislation is NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, does Chairman Sensenbrenner's bill make any substantial changes in the Patriot Act?
Well, there's one substantial change, Michelle, and that has to do with Section 215, which has become famously known as the library provision because it allows the government to get business records, including library records, but also a lot of other records. And Chairman Sensenbrenner's bill would make it more difficult to get the kinds of orders that that investigators need in order to get these orders. And it also would allow people to challenge these orders. If I got an order saying that I had to give up business records about some suspect in a terrorism investigation, it would allow me to challenge that. It would allow me to speak to my lawyer. These are things that the Justice Department has said were already in the law, but a lot of people weren't so sure because of the way the law was written. So the law would now, the new version that Chairman Sensenbrenner is proposing, would make that more explicit. Other than that, it's a total reauthorization of the Act. It basically says the Justice Department has been using these new powers that they have in a proper way, and it also does not introduce new sunsets, which would have required the government to come back and keep justifying the reasons for having these Patriot powers. Civil liberties groups really wanted that, but this new legislation that the House Judiciary Chairman has introduced does not have that.
So how does this version from the House Judiciary Committee compare with the Patriot Act reauthorizations that were passed out of the Senate Intelligence Committee?
That legislation had something very important called an administrative subpoena, which gives the FBI the ability to get hold of the records that I was mentioning without the interference or the intercession of a judge, no judicial oversight at all, something the FBI says is really important in terror investigations so they can act quickly, something civil libertarians say would be very dangerous because they would abuse it. So even though civil libertarians are glad to see that that provision is losing support in Congress, overall I think they feel like they just haven't gotten traction. They went to over a dozen hearings on the Hill about the Patriot Act, and now most of the proposals they made to rein in the Patriot Act are not in the legislation that's coming out of Congress.
So two versions, one from the House, one from the Senate. What else has to happen before this becomes law?
Well, we also have to hear from the Senate Judiciary Committee, which of course is very busy with the Supreme Court, but their legislative proposal will be very important, and I understand that it will have new sunsets, new expiration dates in there. So we're getting lots of different versions. They all have to be reconciled. Chairman Sensenbrenner has said that he wants his legislation to be brought to a floor vote next week, and remember the timing. You have a key piece of anti-terror legislation being voted on right after the London bombings. Chairman Sensenbrenner said a few days ago, it is not by luck that the United States has not been attacked since September 11th. It's through increased cooperation and through legislation like the Patriot Act. So the timing works out very poorly for people who want to rein in government power, and it works out well for the administration, which says we need strong law enforcement.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.